If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
You know what's amazing? Even though we haven't had a ton of championships here as New York sports fans, you know, for most of our lifetimes, we have been treated to some amazing players. You think about it, whether it's Frazier, Reed, they did deliver championships, obviously. Leach and Mess and Patrick Ewing and Tom Seaver and Lawrence Taylor. I'm jumping around, obviously. Last night, and, you know, I've long surmised this, but, jeez, it just smacked me in the head last night watching Aaron Judge. I don't care who you bring up. Aaron Judge is, for me, he's the best New York athlete that I've ever seen. Well, so what does that mean? It means this. Nobody in New York has ever been better at their job doing what they're supposed to do than Aaron Judge is. Aaron Judge goes out there every night, and he looks like a video game. And the crazy thing, Sal, he's getting better. He, you know, as he's getting older, he's getting more refined. He's getting more polished in his approach. Aaron Judge, you know, we didn't see Babe Ruth, so we'll give a little genuflection to Babe and keep him atop the mountain, I guess. Maybe Lou Gehrig as well. These eyes, been watching sports since the late 70s as a little kid, early 80s, as an engaged fan, and then obviously a nutball sports fan. Aaron Judge is the best New York athlete I have ever seen, and I'm not even sure that it's close at this point.
You know, I've been saying for a while, I never thought of it that way, I've been saying he's just the best baseball player I've ever seen. I've been saying that for a long time here. Bonds was that before, but what we're watching with Judge is just remarkable. And I don't know if we give him enough credit, which is fun to do today then, off of the 300 homers. But and think about this, too. He stayed healthy. That's always been the question mark with Judge. Well, he could get banged up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, starting with the preseason this year, spring training, he's banged up. You know, he's going to get hurt eventually. Well, that has not been the case. And really, there's only one thing left for Judge to do. And that's not even hit in the postseason, because I don't care if he doesn't hit in the postseason. As long as the Yankees win a World Series, that's just going to cement his legacy. But I don't know if I could fight you off. I never thought that he's the best New York sports athlete or the best that I've ever seen. Ewing, Messier.
So much better than Patrick Ewing. It's not even close.
Well, right, when you think about it, when you say it the way that you say it, you know, is Ewing the best basketball player that I've ever seen? No. Is Messier the best hockey player I've ever seen? I mean, maybe in the conversation. And again, hard to judge that. You know, there's nobody, LT, you could argue.
Brodeur may be the best goalie you ever saw. I'm just jumping around here.
Okay, fair enough. Right, some of those guys.
Lawrence Taylor.
But Judge is the best. Right, so Lawrence Taylor, the best
to me, it's Judge and Taylor. Those are the two,
Aaron Judge
guys.
Is definitively the best baseball player that I've ever seen.
He's insane. And, I mean, you know, it's so easy to, and we do it, and we get wrapped in, you know, what's wrong with this and what's wrong with that, and why didn't the Yankees do more at the trade deadline? Why didn't the Mets do more? What's going to happen with Pete's contract, Soto's contract? All the things that we hit, it is very easy to gloss over greatness, because greatness is not confrontational.
Right.
You know, greatness is not going to generate clicks.
Right.
Greatness is not going to spark debate. I mean, well, it could based on the way I present it today in terms of my opinion, the greatest New York athlete I've ever seen. But it's like, oh, yeah, this guy's great. And then, boom, let's reach for the thing that's a little bit more combustible. I really hope, whether you're 10 or 9 like my little guy just falling in love with these sports and my daughter, or, you know, 51 like me, or 45, 44 like you and beyond, I hope that you are watching this man attack his craft and understand and enjoy what he's doing we might not ever see again. And that's not hyperbolic. What he is just ridiculous.
Do you think that it loses a little luster because of the steroid era?
No, because, I think, go ahead, no, finish I'm your sorry, thought. Because, I want to make sure I know where you're going.
I just feel like where you look at the baseball reference page and see all the highlight, you know, the bold, the black, and you look at it and say, whoever it may be, Bonds or whatever, and you just see the loaded juice numbers. And to a certain, like a certain part of me, that's all I knew. I grew up watching that baseball era. And it got to a certain point where I was like, you just can't take any of it seriously. And Judge is putting up those type of numbers and doing it cleanly. And I understand that there's a part that should say, yeah, well, you should appreciate it even more, which is true. We should. But I feel like because baseball itself, the sport, like, ruined that part of it, that it almost means less. So when somebody does go nuts and it's 62 home runs or, you know, on pace again for close to 60, whatever it may be for Judge, you know, it almost loses its luster because the baseball numbers don't mean as much as they once did.
It's interesting. I actually see it the exact opposite way, though. I think that it amplifies it. So look at this. Aaron Judge last night is now 7 away from his third 50th home run season.
Unbelievable.
Okay. Even more unbelievable, you know who the other guys are? A-Rod, Juicehead, Sosa, Juicehead, Bonds, Juicehead, Babe Ruth.
Right.
I mean, so I think when you start to delineate and further contextualize the explosion of the numbers, I think it makes his accomplishments even greater.
Now, do you think that people who saw... You didn't see Seaver in his prime, right?
No, okay, no, right. I didn't. I saw Seaver at the end.
Right, okay, same thing with me. So you think people that saw Seaver in his prime or Mickey Mantle would agree that Judge is better at his job than those guys?
Well, I think about this.
I mean, I don't know because I don't know either. I know the numbers. I've seen the highlights, obviously. Yeah. Like, it seems impossible to me to be better than Seaver was at what he did.
Sandy Koufax.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I mean, right there. Right, but now, again, subjective, lefty-righty. Koufax started very slow.
And then,
he didn't have the longevity, so there's a debate there. But Koufax at his apex was better than Seaver.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then we're all right there. We hear about Mantle and Mays, and we also, though, know that it was a different time. And is it more difficult to do what those guys did then or what Judge is doing now? I think you could probably make arguments either way, whether it's, you know, the lack of depth in competition way back then.
Lefty and bullpen specialists.
Yeah, right.
No minories.
The
I mean, do we know that Josh Gibson? Let me ask you something. Yeah. So the thing about Babe Ruth is the name that is always going to come up.
Yeah.
Got it. Babe Ruth is the, along with Mays and Aaron and a few other titans of the game. Babe Ruth, for us as New York baseball fans, it's the first name you heard growing up, right? Now, I don't know this to be true, but to be fair to the situation and the circumstances in which Babe Ruth played, you know, so now I'm sure you saw this a couple of months ago, they decided to include the Negro League stats.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And there was some debate there. I'm fine with it. But do we know for sure? We don't. It's a rhetorical question. Do we know for sure that Josh Gibson, who was a catcher, had like 800 home runs, they said, although they weren't able to chronicle all the Negro League stats, so it's a little hit or miss with that. Do we know for sure that Josh Gibson would have had more home runs than Babe Ruth? We don't know that.
Right.
But what we do know is that when Aaron Judge steps into the batter's box, I don't care what Ohtani does.
Right.
I don't care what Griffey Jr. did. I don't care what Mike Trout did. I don't care what A-Rod did on the juice. I don't care what Reggie did in the 70s. There is nobody doing what this man is doing. Respect it, which I know you do, but really appreciate it because this is once in a lifetime stuff.
It's like we are watching the modern day Babe Ruth or Mickey Mantle, and it's not just the home runs. That's the obvious thing. That's the big thing. Okay, 300 home runs, fastest ever in the sport to get to 300 home runs by a long
shot. Ralph Kiner, the great announcer. We love Ralph. Yeah.
Coming off the board, of course. And you look at what else he does, though.
I know.
Not only a leader and the captain, but moves in the outfield. Obviously a terrific defensive player. He hits for a high average. Like, we heard about the legends of Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle and Mays. We are watching one in his prime. I mean, you throw in Soto. I know we did that yesterday where we focus on Soto, but goodness gracious, we're watching the greatest baseball player I've ever seen in my life, maybe the greatest New York athlete that we've ever seen in our lifetimes. It is unbelievable what Aaron Judge is doing on a nightly basis.
888-808-1019, BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Nice job by the Mets bouncing back, putting those punk A's in their place. We'll get to them later. Before we get to these calls, let me just give you, and I don't like to inundate people with stats because it doesn't always translate on the radio, so I condensed it. And if you want to dive deeper into this on your own, by all means, go for it. So, to me, the greatest baseball season that I ever saw, Mattingly 85 MVP, as a New York baseball
fan.
New York. So just to back up my statement about the Judge being the best, you know, New York athlete, but this is specific to baseball. So Don Mattingly, 85 MVP, and he really should have won it in 86, and a few things in 86 were better than 85, but I went to 85 because he won it. His OPS plus, Don Mattingly, was 156, all right? You know what Judge's is right now? It's 224.
That's ridiculous. Flowing out of the water.
224. A-Rod, who was all hopped up on Lord knows what in 2007 and beyond and before, when he won the MVP, his OPS plus was 176. Judge, 224. Insanity. And insanity,
his,
Sal.
All his numbers, almost all his numbers, total bases down a little bit, run score down a little bit for now, although we might pass that too.
Who talking knows? About what? Judge from what?
2022 versus now.
Go ahead.
Think about that. 2022, he had 62 home runs, breaking the American League record, and should be the record, period.
For sure.
But his number, he's having a better year this year.
I know.
He may not get to 62.
Total bases, OPS plus.
Average, OPS,
yes, sir.
All of it slugging.
I know. Hits, runs.
A better season than his record-breaking season in 60, the MVP season in 2022.
That says it all.
How's that possible?
Imagine if he actually hit in April.
Yeah.
He'd hit 80 home runs. This guy's making it look like a video game.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.